Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the fifth week of Lent, March 27th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today is from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, "The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, 'I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?' The Jews answered him, 'We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You are a man. You, a man, are making yourself God.'" Today the Gospel presents a moment of rising tension. The conflict around Jesus has reached a breaking point. The crowd bends down, their hands closed around stones. Their anger has hardened into action. They are no longer questioning him. They are no longer debating. They are ready to kill him. And what has brought them to this moment? Not a crime, not violence, not injustice. Jesus asks them plainly, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" It is a haunting question. For which good work are you trying to stone me? The blind see, the lame walk, the broken are restored, the forgotten are loved, the sinner is forgiven. Yet the answer comes back with cold certainty. "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." At the heart of this passage is not merely anger. It is something deeper. Something more unsettling. Jesus is not rejected because he has done evil. He is rejected because he reveals too much. The crowd can accept a prophet. They can accept a teacher. They can accept a miracle worker. But they cannot accept this: that God is standing before them in human flesh. Because if Jesus truly is God, then everything changes. Their authority is questioned. Their control is threatened. Their understanding of God is overturned. A distant God is manageable. A God who is close is dangerous. Because a close God sees the heart. A close God asks for surrender. A close God cannot be kept at a safe distance, and so they reach for stones. Before we think of this as a story about them, Lent invites us to ask a more uncomfortable question. Where do I reach still for stones? Sometimes we do not reject Jesus openly, but we resist him quietly. We resist him when his teaching challenges our comfort. We resist when forgiveness feels too costly. We resist when humility feels like loss. We resist when he asks us to trust instead of control. We prefer a Jesus who inspires us but does not disrupt us, a Jesus who comforts but does not call us to conversion, a Jesus who blesses our plans but does not change our hearts. Whenever we refuse the God who comes close, we pick up a stone. There is another tragedy in this gospel. The crowd cannot see what is right in front of them. They acknowledge his works, but they do not recognize their meaning. The danger for us is the same. God is at work in quiet ways, in a moment of patience, in a call to reconciliation, in a hidden act of charity, in the grace that invites us back after failure, in the gentle restlessness that tells us there is more for you. But if our hearts are hardened, even grace can feel like a threat, because God's work always leads us towards change. Notice something remarkable. Jesus is not defensive. He does not argue with anger. He does not respond with fear. He simply points to the evidence of love. I have shown you many good works from my Father. This is the quiet confidence of truth, and it reveals something about the heart of Christ. Even as stones are lifted, he is still giving, still revealing, still inviting. The same Jesus who stands before an angry crowd will soon stand before the cross, and there he will take upon himself the stones of the world's rejection, not to condemn us, but to save us. As we approach Holy Week, this gospel becomes personal. Perhaps the invitation today is simply, what stone am I holding? Is it resentment, control, judgment, fear of surrender, resistance to change? Lent is not only about sacrifice, it's about softening. It's about opening our hands, because the hands that hold stones cannot receive grace. But the empty hands of surrender can receive everything. Yet Jesus still asks us today, for which of my good works are you rejecting me? And behind that question is another. Will you let me be your God? Not the God you prefer, but the God who comes close, who loves deeply, who changes you. As we move toward the Passion, let us more clearly see the world choosing stones, while Christ chooses love. Now the choice is ours. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you come close to us, closer than we expect, closer than we sometimes desire. You reveal a love that challenges, a faith that calls us to change, a mercy that asks us to surrender. Search our hearts today. Show us the stones we carry, the resistance, the fear, the judgment, the control. Give us the grace to open our hands. Soften what is hardened within us. Teach us to trust you, not at a distance, but in the intimacy of faith. As we walk towards your Passion, help us to choose love over fear, surrender over control, and mercy over judgment. May your heart no longer resist the God who comes near, but welcome you as Lord and Savior, now and forever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today. I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day as we share a passage from Scripture and reflect over it, applying it to our Lenten journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.